Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Skip Miller back on the show. Skip is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust, president and founder of M3 Learning. He's one of the top salesmanship and sales management experts in the galaxy. He is the author of Ultimate Sales Toolkit, Selling Above and Below the Line. That's become one of my favorites. And many more, and a new one coming out soon. He's our good friend Skip Miller. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So, Skip, I'm a grizzled old salesman. You're a grizzled old salesman. I remember when there was only one kind of bounding. It was called prospecting. And now we have inbounding has been created mostly from, of course, I guess there's always been inbounding, fill out the form, send in the postcard, that kind of thing. But over the last few years, it's become more technical, more algorithm-based, inbound kind of stuff. And so if you have inbound, then therefore you have to have outbound. So prospecting, good old-fashioned prospecting, came to be known as outbounding, right?
That's correct. Inbounding was typically the buyer has got some identified need. I mean, okay, we've got a problem. So they go on somebody's website and fill out a form, download a white paper, and, you know, the Internet really helped that whole inbounding process because it made it algorithmic and, you know, you could sit back and start, you know, putting out ads on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on all these platforms and drive activity to your website. Once the activity is driven to your website, you go, please give me your email, please give me your phone number, please give me something.
Or they just swipe the email. They don't even ask you for it. They just swipe it.
Exactly right. So now as a salesperson, I wake up in the morning and I got 10, 20, 30, whatever it may be, you know, potential people to contact a day. So when you got hired as a salesperson, it was, we're going to get you leads. We just want you following up. So a salesperson would say, hi, you contacted us. May I help you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like retail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now what's happened. Yeah. So outbounding is the customer probably doesn't know that they don't know that they need it. They have a problem. Right. Oh, I didn't know that there's new technology existed. I didn't know the thing was going to break in 6 months.
This is what I call, I knock on the door and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Yeah, because the customer's like, hi, what's worked for inbounding? Hi, thanks for contacting us. What seems to be your problem? At outbounding, it's hi. What seems to be the problem? You use that same pitch. The person goes, oh, I have one. Click.
Right. Who are you? Why are you calling me?
So the whole art of outbounding, like you and I and a lot of people really kind of had to do, was like what I call stage zero. The customer doesn't know potentially that they don't know, but they do have a problem. They just don't know it yet. Or they have an issue coming up that they don't know it yet. And that's what the message has got to be different. So this whole art of outbounding has been lost because, quite frankly, to make my number, I didn't need to do it. And why, Jim, I have a phrase that says the salesperson's question. Every morning, a salesperson wakes up with their question. And the question is, should I outbound today? Should I prospect? Or should I poke myself in the eye with a pencil? Because which one's going to hurt more?
That's right. And the thing is, and that's becoming more prevalent today than before, because when you and I were coming up, and I know I sound like we did this uphill in the snow both ways. But truly, in those days, that's what you, if you became a B2B salesperson, you went out and knocked on doors. That's what you did.
Yeah, you wrote letters in the direct mail. You picked up the phone and did, you know, dialing for dollars. You went shoe leather. There was a whole bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jim, I've written a lot of books, and I hate writing books because it just takes so much time. But when I see a problem, you know, I talk to my publisher and they go, oh, that'd be a good idea for a book. You know, I talked to a bunch of salesperson, you know, about a year ago, and I said, how you doing? Good. You know, which, how about making the number? And, you know, I got 70-80%. Well, how are you going to do the other 20-30? Well, I'm going to have to outbound. Great. Mm-hmm. How you doing on that? Well, I sent somebody an email last week, and I'm still waiting to hear back. That's not outbounding, man.
No. No, outbounding is when you get up off your backside and go out and knock on the door. And as I said, say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk some more about outbounding. Why today, under the current circumstances, outbounding needs to become more part of your life. And it's so interesting to me to see how the fundamentals continue to be the fundamentals. Not really old school or new school, but what I call the school. Right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.